Hi, Anne.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you were conned in Saudi Arabia?
That's right. This guy, he was actually hired, or he was a representative for recognised financial services companies, selling savings schemes and all that kind of thing. And that's how he got into our group.
And what did he do?
Well, what he'd do is, you know, he'd come and he'd try to sell you some of these savings schemes through the companies. But then he'd start to, you'd of course divulge all your financial information. And then he'd say, oh, but I know another thing now that we could do to raise more money for you and you could earn more interest. And he'd kind of tempt you that way. And of course, you know, I guess naive and maybe a little bit greedy, you'd grab it.
And if
you know, he'd do quite well, apparently, I think they call them, there's a certain scheme, you know, where that you everybody gives money and then somebody asks for the money back and they'd get it. So people were getting money back, and of course you would then recommend this person to your friends.
Is this Ponzi scheme? Is that what it is? Something
yes,
like that?
Something like, I guess that's what he was doing.
And how much did he lose then?
Recommending him to other friends, and from that way he was just going through the various groups. And he had quite a good reputation for himself.
Okay.
And, you know, he socialised with us and he was a friend.
How much did you lose?
For me, I mean, I was a secretary there. I wasn't wealthy. I lost probably best part of 60,000 quid.
60,000 pounds?
Yeah, I know. And that was the awful thing with savings that I went out to Saudi Arabia with. You know, and it was very hard earned and saved.
I thought you were going to say £600 or something.
No, I wish it was.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, others lost. I mean, one person lost 1 million. This guy earned millions off us.